Dear world, today is December 30th, 2020. We're almost at the end of what has been a year to go down in history. What is my point? You know, you would think I would have one, but welcome back to Los's Lounge. What's your favorite blessing, or what's your blessing today, sir?
I just got the keys to the new cribbo. You already know. An actual homeowner.
Congratulations, homeowner.
First one in my family besides my pops, so it feels crazy.
Fabulous.
It feels crazy, like big facts. It's surreal, brother.
I'm happy we can record this conversation, too, because this is great. I'm so proud of you, Harry.
Oh my gosh. Brother, from Rainy Street to Springfield College to Stockbridge, you know what I'm saying, to all these other places. Oh, I see you lined it up. I see you came.
I did it myself. I'm not too proud of it, but...
You're not proud of it?
It's all right. It's all right. Could be better. How's the queen doing?
Oh, she's doing wonderful. I think she's knocked out. Yeah, we woke up early to get this popping. Oh no, she's right here.
And...
She's
awesome.
Hey.
What's your biggest blessing this year in 2020? You're live at Los's Lounge Podcast, literally right now.
Oh, I am glad to be alive and well, and same likes for my family, my mans, my bestie Carlitos. And
she ain't even bring up the house. She humble.
And of course, my new home.
Yeah.
That's the baddest fiance in the game. What's up?
You know, it's funny. I just hung up on the calls right now with a Victoria. And so from one Victoria to another, it's fabulous. Look at that synchronicity.
Look at that magic.
Hey, listen, some of the questions I'm asking my callers, Harry, today are that which you just answered. But what are you doing now in life that you're going to continue to do in 2021 for sure that's been working for you?
Oh, man. You know what? I'm really doing better at it. It's been working out, and I plan to keep doing it in the year 2021. Is that gratuity? You know, really making sure I give thanks and showing my appreciation. You know, I've always been an appreciative person, and always made sure I made that known to folks. But this past year, with so much shit going on. I've been pretty gracious about a lot of things, and you know, so I think gratuity might be the one thing that I'm going to keep doing.
What's one of your favorite New Year's Eve memories?
My favorite is probably the number one is last New Year's Eve I proposed to Victoria.
Word. So look at that. A year later, you're now a homeowner. What the fuck is going on?
Yo, Nick, I didn't even realize that, babe. That's crazy. That's wild. Thank you, brother. I didn't even realize that.
Yo,
shit.
Word, yo. That's crazy. Next year, baby.
Oh, you already know. We're trying to hit her up with a football team. So we got to start early.
A football? What the Jackson 5 is going on?
Nah, she said
2
is the max.
Okay, clink clink.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, brother. So, before I let you go here at Los's Lounge Podcast,
the LLP.
You know what I'm saying? Speak on it. Throw some roses at somebody publicly to the world, but it cannot be me. Don't do me.
Okay.
That was I know.
Yeah.
I know. No.
Probably my sister, who's been my. My best friend this past year. We've gotten so close.
Gabby!
Gabby Goo.
What about your missus? What about your missus?
Oh, you know, that's my partner. That's my partner in crime. She gets thanks every day. Like I said, gratuity. She stay getting that gratuity. You know, at the bottom 15, 18%, or 20%, I give her 25.
What's your favorite thing about Gabby?
Oh,
One of your favorite things.
I feel like she's the person I always wanted to be. I know. That hit me too.
I was looking for a sound effect, and I was looking for something on the soundboard to match. I'm like, I don't have anything. I'm too much of an asshole.
Fuck it. It takes away from the moment.
That's beautiful.
She's the person that I feel like I've always wanted.
So basically, I'm friends with the wrong person.
100%. Yeah, that's the person you want to be friends with.
Fabulous. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, come on back to the lounge. Welcome back to Los's Lounge. My name is Carlos Reyes, otherwise known as Los. Love of self, love of life, love of this microphone in front of my face, because it's long and thick and hard, and, well, it's right up my alley. How is everyone? Oh my God. The year's almost over. How you doing? First of all, let's check in. How's everyone's self-care going? You guys taking time for yourselves? How's everyone's mental health? Go ahead, I'll sit and wait for you to really sit and think about that and kind of just throw that mental energy my way back. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. In a three, in a two, in a one. All right, baby. Well, as long as you're taking care of yourself, you know how I feel about that, baby. You know how I feel about that. Because, you know, we have one mind, one body, and so got to continue to nurture it, right? And not every day is perfect, but we got to put in the effort. But that's not what today's episode is about. It's almost the end of the year. It is almost the end of the year. Do you hear me now? So, on today's episode, I have requested for people that I know and for the world to call in. 413-474-9575 is the official Los's Lounge podcast number. You can leave a voicemail. You can call and say hi. With that said, excuse me. Oh, I got the burpees. You just don't hear them. Definitely. All right. Put me over my mother's shoulder and burp me. Why don't you? Or spank me. Whatever. But just not over. Don't spank me over my mother's shoulder. All right. It got weird. Let's move on. So I'm hoping to talk to some friends. I'm hoping to talk to people. And I want to know, what's your blessing today? And who do you want to throw roses to? Or do you have a favorite New Year's Eve memory? Can I tell you that there was an era where I was New Year's Eve king. I mean, I lived for it. It's still my favorite night of the year, other than my own born day. But with that said, man, I have stories for days of New Year's Eve. I mean, from spending it in New York City a couple of times, not too far away from Times Square, just in some of my favorite places and in my favorite in one of my favorite lounges ever, the Chill Lounge, which isn't there anymore. In any case, from throwing my own parties and having those be spectacles and filled with love and great energy, and just from being at the club and celebrating several years in a row at the club and just being lit in my yesterday years, in my 20s, and just doing things, you know, or after parties. I just have so many memories. I'm being flooded with them that I can't even like articulate it, right? So I want to know, maybe what's your favorite memory from New Year's Eve? And I know I'll be staying in this New Year's Eve. Okay, listen, I'll stay in. Shout out to Top Floor Entertainment. Big shout out to Top Floor Entertainment. Hey, also I want to give a big shout out to Bullhorn FM. Bullhorn FM, I see you, baby. Y'all doing it. And so a big shout out to them. A big, 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 big shout out to Stitcher. You know, check them out. Great support. It's also great to be able to, you know, have this show broadcasted on other platforms. First of all, the hosting platform, Anchor FM, thank you so much. And also thank you to iHeart Radio and Pandora and Acast and Antenna Pod listeners and Google Podcast listeners and Spotify listeners and, you know, Breaker and Overcast and you name it, Radio Public, and I'm trying to think of others because I don't want to listen notes and oh my God, there's so many different platforms that we're streaming now on, and so if I forget you, but definitely a big shout out to Bullhorn FM. And I also want to give a big shout out to Team Nikki, PP, listen, Nikki Podcast Preparations. Listen, he is an incredible dude, very, very smart, like a walking encyclopedia of everything podcast. And so I want to thank you so much. We talk about it privately, but it must be said to you publicly and to the entire team, More Than an Athlete, you know, Revisionary Podcast, TNT Crimes, 10 Days Counting. Damn it, I always do this. I always forget, and I know I'm missing my boy. Goddamn, here we go on the internet. Go look. Jimmy Bonds. Yo, what's up, puppy? I'm sorry, my fault. PhiladelphiaRadio.com. What up? To the whole world, to everybody listening, Combat Divas Podcast. Yes, Queens, I've tuned in. In between here and there, I have to be real with everyone. See, I'm going on a tangent. This is ridiculous. I've been tuning into everybody's podcast, but I haven't heard everyone's episodes, like all the seasons yet, or I haven't heard your full catalog yet. But whenever I tune in, believe me, I'll get a good episode or two in, so I know the vibes and I know the voices. And it's fabulous. Everyone's doing their things. Plus, we all have to, right? Because we want to see what everybody sounds like, and you learn. It's really like a class, because I'm new to this. This is what, 4 months now. And I have to say, Nikki, thank you, because, you know, let this be the testimony I wish I was having some really good music playing in the background right now. You know me, I like the good music, but, you know, we're on the mic right now. So, Nikki, I started with you November-ish, you know, and I saw progress. But, you know, once we started really working together, I went from in a month and a half. Not even like, I would say in a month and a half, I went from 660 something streams and plays or downloads, whatever you call them. I am now at 4,100. You know what I mean? So I really appreciate that. The goal is millions. Yes. The goal is, let's not speak all the goals, but you know what I mean? I'm so humbled and I'm so grateful. So shout out to Nikki PP Inc. Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to everyone listening and supporting. I see Australia is listening now. A big, big kiss and a hug from me to you, Australia. Bangladesh, India. I see you supporting me. I see you, Canada, the UK. You know I love the UK. You know I'm a Spice Boy. Okay. Stella McCartney. Hello, darling. Send over some clothes, darling. Canada, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Brazil, Bangladesh. I'm sure I said that, but a big kiss and hug to everyone listening in Bangladesh. Your support, I still see it. You know, France, Germany. Oh, I need to start pulling up my list. The point that I'm trying to make is that the whole world's listening, and I really appreciate that. And Anchor FM, thank you for hosting me in the show. Thank you for being the main platform. So I don't want anyone to get butthurt feeling company-wise when I start shouting out 10 different companies in one thing. Because it's really gratitude. And you know, there's room for everyone, isn't there? Yes, that's my motto. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Who's this?
Nick from Nikki Podcast Preparations Incorporated.
What up, brother? What's going on?
What's going on, man? I'm just eight.
Yeah.
Squirrel in your world, man.
What was that?
I'm just a squirrel in your world.
happy holiday season. Happy holiday season. Thank you for being the first. I figured, you know what's so funny? In my head, I said it's either gonna be Nick, my best friend, or my cousin Jasmine. One of those. And it's you. You won the race.
Yeah, I figured I would do it. You know, I was gonna call at exactly 12, but I said I'm gonna give him couple minutes to get things situated.
Word, I appreciate that. Hey, quick question. What's your favorite New Year's Eve memory?
Favorite New Year's Eve memory would probably be just chilling at home watching a movie, man. I'm a huge homebody. I don't drink. I don't party. I don't do none of that.
Nothing like being at home, man. The sanctuary.
Oh, man. I love it, man.
With family?
No, I like my sanctuary by myself.
Let me get my sound effect. Hold on, that was actually very good. Is the audience applaud on that one? That's funny. He said, I like to be by myself. Nikki, you're a loner at heart?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm a loner at heart, man.
You know what? So am I, even though I seem like a social butterfly. So am I. I respect that. Hey, man, what's been your biggest blessing today or even in 2020?
Today would be waking up, man. In 2020 would probably be starting Nikki Podcast Parades Incorporated.
Word, word. Speak on it. Now that I have you on the phone, speak on it, please.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's a blessing. On August 18th, you know, I landed the job as operations manager for DB Podcast. I have worked on podcasts hosted by Hollywood actor Michael Rappaport, NBA player Josh Hart, celebrity jeweler Ben Baller, NBA player Aaron Gordon, celebrity copyright infringement lawyer Richard Bush, man. So every day, man, I'm just thankful for it. Just count my blessings. One day I'm going to make a huge
word to Nikki Podcast. Word, word, word. Let me throw in what, as Charlamagne would say, with all due respect to Charlamagne, the drop. Oh no, it's not that one. It's, oh, he always says the bomb. That was the air horn. I do have that one though. There is one. I got my little soundboard. You know, Nikki, I'm a work in progress.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, it happens. I'm loving the podcast. I'm loving everything about. So I had to call me.
Oh man, I appreciate you. I appreciate the love, and I always tell you this privately. I appreciate everything you're doing for me and for the podcast. You know, all the hard work is so appreciated, and it doesn't go unrecognized. You already know. We talk about this.
Yeah, man. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh my God, thank you.
Very humble, but.
Thank you. Likewise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And again, you're the first one to call up, and I appreciate the love. Hey, we got to shout out the other podcast on the team. Do you want to close it out with that?
Yeah, I would definitely shout them out. I'll definitely shout them out right quick. Like, shout out all podcasts that is a part of Nikki Podcast Preparations Incorporated that was blessed enough to allow me to work with them and for them. First ever client I had was Mr. Jimmy Bonds from Jimmy Bond Podcast. Ooh. Next up we got Juan Carlos from Revisionary Podcast.
Yeah.
And next up we got Mr. Stephen and Lee Preston from 10 Days and Counting. But unfortunately, they have 3 days left and they're not renewing the way it looks like. So probably going to lose them. So,
yeah.
I'm still shouting them out, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, just because somebody tells me, like say you got a week left and you tell me you're not going to renew, I'm not going to stop working for you. I'm going to continue to work for you them 7 days. You know what I'm saying? I ain't like that at all.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so as of today, they are still a client, so I will still shout out 10 Days and Counting Podcast. Word. So definitely go check that out.
Shout them out. Yeah.
And, the concept behind it is they were a male and female that met online and got married 10 days later after meeting online. So, yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty good concept there. And I actually reached out to TLC Network about them. So I'm waiting to hear back from that.
No, I've tuned into a couple episodes and I'm like, God bless them. Because you know what? Love is love, man. So listen. I respect that. God bless him. God bless him, for real.
Yeah.
Who else do we have? We have.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Yeah. Next up, we got Crimes and Consequences.
Ooh.
It is a true crime podcast hosted from two female lawyers out of Detroit, a Miss Talia and a Miss Tanya. So shout out Crimes and Consequences. Mm. And next up, my fifth and favorite client, we got Moses Lounge Podcast. And last but not least, we got More Than Athletes Podcast, which is hosted by two former NCAA Division I athletes.
Ooh, respect.
For the people in the back, I'll go back to it real quick. We got Jimmy Bonds Podcast, Revisionary Podcast, 10 Days and Counting, Crimes and Consequences, Loser's Lounge, and More Than Athletes Podcast. I appreciate the opportunity. Appreciate you having me called in, man.
I appreciate you, King.
Do your thing, man. Do your thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm excited. Thank you. And I appreciate you calling in, and we'll talk soon, brother.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Happy holidays.
You too.
Bye.
Break.
everybody, this is Carlos, otherwise known as Los, your host from Los's Lounge Podcast. Hey, listen, have you ever been stuck with low or no data and you couldn't listen to your favorite podcast or do anything much, really? Well, let's focus on podcasts here. Or maybe it's one of those days where you were just getting spotty cell phone service. Listen, we've all been there. Honey, stop sweating the issue, because I have the ultimate solution for you. Every podcast on the podcast listening app and website, Bullhorn, comes with a 10-digit phone number where you can call in and you can listen to the podcast like this one. What? Are you kidding me? It's fabulous. So there's no more reason why you should be missing episodes, because low or no data with Bullhorn's data-free listening capabilities, you'll be set from here on out. If you're never without internet service and you're looking for a new podcast app with an awesome interface or just one right easy to use, then Bullhorn is also for you. Download Bullhorn podcast app in your provider's app store or stream on their website, bullhorn.fm. Big shout out to Bullhorn. Get on it. You heard me? We have our second caller. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for Jasmine. Jasmine, welcome back to the lounge. Jasmine, are you with us?
Yeah, just glitched for a little bit.
I'm sorry, come again?
I said, yeah, you just glitched for a little bit.
Oh, I hear the glitch now. All right, so Jasmine, let's get right into it. This is a 1 hour show. In the words of Aunt Wendy, what's your blessing today, my love?
My blessing today, I'm still alive. And I thankfully, I mean, knock on wood, but me nor my family has gotten the corona, which every day is a good day.
Very important. What's your favorite New Year's Eve memory of all time, or one of?
I was saying, you have to do that.
I'm sorry. Let's give you a little time to think.
I would say one that I won't be able to do anymore, and that would be doing the countdown with my father. Because even when I was overseas, he still managed to make sure he did the countdown with me.
Let's give a big shout out for your papa. Rest in peace. Don't cry, honey. It's okay. Aw. Love puss. Love potion number 9. Rest in peace to Jasmine's father. We definitely wanna give a big up to. Can we say his government?
Jose Perez.
And had he not had unprotected sex, we wouldn't have Jasmine. So.
Hallelujah.
A big up for his sexual irresponsibility.
and let's just say thank God that I was the stronger out of the twin. Otherwise, I probably would have been flushed down the toilet.
What the bipolar is going on? Is there anyone you want to throw roses on air? Because, you know, the whole world is listening. Hopefully some of your friends are listening. Tony, right? That was her name? Tony?
Yes.
Tony, yeah. Monica, Rachel, Susan, you know, Roly Poly and Oli. I don't know. You got a lot of friends. You got a lot. Tish. Oh, Tish. Tish, the number one. Sorry, Monica. Sorry, Monica. Tish, you better be listening. Somebody better come in this house and love me. Can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? You want to throw roses out to anyone today?
Like a shout out?
Yeah, Jasmine. Do we have to pull up the Urban Dictionary for you today?
No, I don't want to give no shout out to anybody.
What the holiday spirit? You know what? Fine. I mean, this is why you haven't been on the...
Shout out to grandma.
Shout out to Grandma.
Yeah, she ain't listening, but shout out to her.
I'm done. All right. Hey, Gio! Everybody, dear world, we have my godson, my beloved godson. He has the best hair in the world. Let's give a big... Oh, here we go. He done snatched the mic. Never mind. Go ahead, talk.
All right. Do you know Rambo?
I know a few of them.
Well, he's inside Mortal Kombat 11, and I just did an extreme combo brutality.
Now, so I come from the 80s, and in the 80s, Rambo was Sylvester Stallone, the boxer. Is this the same Rambo?
Yeah.
Okay, so because of, you know, so Mortal Kombat wasn't trying to get sued. So, yeah, so I know Rambo. What's good?
Okay, so I just did a combo brutality. So I just double kick. Then right. I used a snare trap. So, and then I amplify so he could stay inside the air. So then I jump, and then I tap X, and then I back A, and then I use the command grab. And then if I tap X and Y at the same time,
right.
He could put his knife into his mouth and shove it. He could go all the way to the back of the head.
Well, I love a good XY, really. So I get what you're saying. No, I totally get it. So how are your grades doing? Let's talk about what really matters. I noticed he ran away.
Good.
What is good? I need letters and numbers. What's that? Tell the world. Are you an honor roll student?
B's.
Nah. Oh, you're a B's.
Yeah.
Well, we love a good B. all right, well let's get some A's up in there, you know. Let's not be stagnant.
Oh, I'm trying.
No, there's you know what? Don't try, just do it. Oh. Oh.
Yeah. I heard that.
She said I'm gonna kill him. Jasmine, you don't have to hide it from me. You don't have to it doesn't make you a bad parent. I love you, puppy. Come, we got it from the distance. It's hard to have a man say I love you, no matter what age. Jasmine, before I let you go, first of all, actually, not just quite yet, you have been a stapleman here in the lounge. And the lounge thanks you. And the lounge honors you. What would be, not a New Year's resolution, but what are you doing now that you're going to continue in 2021 and just expand on? And I don't mean your OnlyFans and your prostitution ring that you have going on in Long Island.
Damn, I was trying to, you know.
Well, I was trying to get hired, but then I had to open this podcast and go on.
I was trying to broad out my clientele.
I was trying to broad out my legs, but you didn't want to hire me. You said I'm damaged goods.
No, I need fresh meat, baby. Give me fresh meat.
I don't blame you. I'm marinated out here in these streets.
I would say I'll continue my career nursing, finish my degree, and hopefully get my house by the end of next year.
And that house will include a room for moi?
Sure. You can stay over. It won't be yours permanently.
Oh. You know, there was a time you guys did want me permanently. Oh, so do you think you're going to get corona from this COVID? Ladies and gentlemen, she has put the face shield on. It is. She got glasses and the face shield on. I don't know who's been spitting at her.
Never know. Never know.
You guys have been on a lot of movie sets. I mean, music video sets.
Okay, do not generalize because I have not.
Okay, well, you know, basically he's sleeping in your bed. So that means... Yeah, both been around. It's
after
like
he gets Lysoled.
It's
I Lysoled his ass.
Well, we love a good Lysol. Jasmine, have you? My taquitos are ready.
I was about to say, is my time up? Is that a sign that my time is up? Hey.
Yo, I totally just gave you the. I forgot I have chicken and beef taquitos in the oven, ladies and gentlemen. Who loves a good taquito? I do.
I'm like, oh, okay, damn, Jesus. He had a timer on me and everything.
Oh, I have that thing on my back door, too, for the bugs. I just saw that. Yeah. Well, I am going to let you go because I have taquitos to get into my system here. But I want to thank you so much for calling the lounge. The lounge loves you. And what's your favorite thing about the lounge before I let you go? Before I let you go.
It's an open platform for everything. To agree, disagree, and to agree to disagree.
Like, we can agree to disagree that right now you need some type of, like, moisturizer.
I haven't. I've been doing, you know, the traditional New Year's Eve thing, you know, cleaning the house top to bottom.
I know. I love a good top and bottom. All right. It's all at the lounge. Come on back, everybody. Let this be my summertime of azure sky and rolling sea and smiling clouds and wind-kissed laughter and just myself entranced with thee and children playing in the glory. A carefree, youthful day, and sunshine shining from the heavens, and tears and sighing fled away. Let this be my happiness amidst the earth's swift flowing woe. Let this be my only solace, just to know you love me so. Just to know that we'll go winging far above this earthly clime, hand in hand through laughing meadows. Let this be my summertime. Paradise. James Baldwin. Queen, how you doing out there in the city?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there. You know, still working.
What did I do here? Hello?
Hello?
Sorry, Queen. Somebody was calling in. Once again, we are live at Los Azounds Podcast. I am sorry. Somebody was calling in. Hey, quick question for you.
Yes.
What are you doing right now that you're going to carry on in 2021?
Other than surviving?
Okay.
Keeping a smile on my face throughout it all. Throughout all the hiccups. That's what I'm going to continue on. 2021.
She said, brother, the next step is just survival. I love
survive.
It.
That is my motto. Survive. Whatever cut, just survive.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite New Year's Eve memory?
I do. Like I said, in the voice note, my sister and I went to Vegas for New Year's one year about. Maybe like 6 years ago, and that was just, it was fun. It was, you know, a sister's girl trip out, and it was the first time in Vegas. We saw a bunch of shows, and, you know, went to a huge party. It was what New Year's Eve looks in the movies, and that was just great. Definitely reminiscing about it now that it's going to be completely different this year.
Yeah, facts.
You know?
Facts. But we're still here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking with Jamila Holman, incredible dancer, incredible friend, my sister from New York City. Please check out our episode, Cover Me in Jam, which is almost that. Yes, Cover Me All in Jam. Spread it all out, all over me. How's Auntie Lisa? Before I let you go, I got a couple other people calling in.
She's doing good.
Yeah, and Brother Rick is good. I see you guys look great in the whole squad.
Yes, we're hanging in there. We're waiting for these shows to come back. We're waiting for concerts to come back so we can get back on the stage and just rock out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. Just please stay safe. All right, I'm going to let you go. I got another caller. I appreciate you, Queen. Thank you.
Bye,
baby. Bye, baby. It's me, Carlos. I'm calling you from my iPhone instead. It just comes out clearer.
All right.
My fault. What up, brother? Happy holidays.
Hey, to you. How are you?
I'm good. I was just telling you, I feel like a telephone operator. I keep getting calls, and it's kind of funny going back and forth. It's pretty cool. I'm doing good, man. What are you up to, working?
Yeah, I'm still working. One more stop.
Yes, yes, yes. This is my brother Mello, SciTech fam. I'm so happy you called. Yay. Yo, Carmelo, what's the one thing you really miss about high school and SciTech?
I'll say some of the people.
You said that kind of hesitantly, and I want to know what's going on there.
Nah, just some of the people. I haven't really seen not even half of the people I used to hang around with.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. What's your favorite New Year's Eve memory of all time, or one of your favorites? Maybe most memorable.
Just spending it with my kids.
Amen. Kids ages what?
Oldest one is 17. The middle one's gonna be 13. Next month, or in a couple of weeks, and the other one's 11.
Fabulous. You got your hands full, brother. Nah, you're a father. That's awesome. Salute to you, King. Are you kidding me? Like, that's a beautiful thing. All right, what was the other question I was going to ask everybody? Oh, yo, speak on it. What's one of your blessings today?
Still being here and not have COVID.
Okay, let me give you a sound effect. Hold on. Let me give you my little low-budget soundboard, okay? That's what, you know what, that everybody keeps saying that so far. And when I say everybody, I mean the five of you that have called so far. It's like once I turned the phone back on, though, everybody started calling at the same time. Yeah, man, we're still here, brother. Like, it's crazy, and I know I'm laughing about it, but it's a serious comment. For sure, yeah. For sure. How much longer of work do you have today?
I got one more stop, but then I got to drive back. I'm
about to
get out at
6 o'clock. Ooh. Well, I need you to be safe and be careful. Hey, one last question here at the lounge. If you could eradicate one thing from 2020, what would it be?
Say that again?
If you can eradicate one thing from 2020, what would it be? I know. I'm giving you the timpani drum roll.
I don't know.
It's a lot, right? It's like, where do we start?
It's a crazy year.
Word. And you know what? While I have you on the phone, a big... How do you say it? Is it Garabatos?
Yeah, Garabatos.
Garabatos podcast.
I got to meet up with him today.
Word. Yo, a big shout out to Garabatos podcast. Yes, yo, his studio is so dope. One day I want to go over there and just like have a conversation with him in his studio.
Yeah.
It's so fly. All right, my brother, we'll get back to the road and get back to work. I won't take up too much of your time, but I appreciate you. You know this.
No problem.
Word. Thanks. Appreciate you. Happy holidays.
You too. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
All right.
To the younger generation to just keep fighting the good fight and to never lose yourself in the process. It's a lot that's going on, so we need the voices. We need people to stand up and be activism and just continue to fight the fight that we've been doing. It's going to be hard, but don't ever back down and stick to your guns and just stick to yourself.
What the Bob the Builder is going on in your background?
I know, right? We're going to work, yo.
I thought I had background noise from downstairs, but you've got a whole Bob the Builder situation.
They going to work. There's a whole bunch of like beachy men back there just working.
What up, it's Angel.
What up? Hi, you call? Welcome to...
Yeah, I just called the post and I was like, you know what? Let's just do what we did on our Zoom call and go ding dong.
Well, you know, like our Zoom call, I'm having a drink right now. I had to grab a drink. I already hit record, so you're on air and it will be edited finessly. My brother, happy 2000 and almost 21.
21, just fast forward to 22.
Right?
I have no idea how many. I've had 3 cruises already canceled.
Oh, do you want to?
I am not happy.
Wait a minute. A hot LOS lounge. Tell me why you're mad.
That's why I'm mad.
Oh.
I should be somewhere on the beach drinking as much as I want.
Right.
And then tanning so I can look like a red sausage. Because I don't. Burn, that's it.
A red thought?
A red sausage.
I gave you sound effects. Hey, what's your favorite part of 2020?
My favorite part of 2020 is hearing my son's voice on December 19th after his Marine graduation.
How's he doing, by the way? Even though I know by your post, but speak on the young man joining the Marines.
He's doing good. He's born to definitely wear that Marine uniform.
Yeah.
And he's in training right now, so we get to talk once in a while. But you know, it's tough because there's a lot of family since March that haven't been able to see their kids graduate high school, see their kids graduate from the military, you know, go to parties, do all that stuff. So it's been a very stressful year. But being able to highlight that and tell them I'm proud is like the best part of 2020.
Amen. How's this year apart from that? How do you think you've coped this year? You personally, like,
It's been a little tough. I am in one of those jobs where I have to work every day. So they consider me essential. Go to people's houses every day. So I'm always stuck in like a bodysuit and everything. So it's the nuisance of, you know, feeling like I'm like one of those guys in the Monsters, Inc. movie.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's just screaming 2319.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that part's been difficult mentally. Being away from, like, my family, there's a very small group that we kind of take care of each other and we see each other. But as far as no more than 3 people at a time that I ever converse with this year, it's really tough because as someone who likes to, you know, kind of host people and be that person that loves to talk and be around people, you know, not being able to do that, especially hugging people. I'm a hugger and I love to hug people because the connection of being able to hug someone and making someone feel like you're just absorbing all of their stress away is like one of my favorite things to do. I love to give people hugs, and I haven't been able to do that all year.
Right. Human interaction, the necessary.
Yeah.
I know, man. But listen, we gonna get through this. We gonna ride this out. I gotta say, you throw a fabulous shindig.
another one as soon as possible.
Yeah, man. I'm game. Right now, you know, I'm battling breast cancer with my mom. We're dealing with that. And there's a lot on our plates recently, and I actually have surgery in like 10 days myself. We'll talk about that privately, not on air. Now we golden, man. We Brooklyn strong over here, one thing at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And you know, I'm really happy about this year, like connecting with you and everyone from school. It was a pleasure seeing Avril earlier this year at your house. And just being around, and Jen, and just the energy and all of it. What's one of your favorite New Year's Eve memories? Doesn't have to be the number one, but like one of those most memorable ones that stood out for you.
That I can remember without alcohol?
No, see, I hate you.
Oh my God. The recent ones have been all like, you know, blacked out, but I think that my most memorable one was being at my sister's house a few years ago when we did it at her house, and everybody was there, and everybody was hugging everybody.
Sure, yeah.
And it was the first year that my uncle had passed away, so it was like super emotional, and it was sort of prerequisite to everything that's going on now. So it was like, you know, family, and Everybody was there.
Yeah.
So everyone was hugging, kissing. You know, nobody cared about what was going to happen.
Right.
You know, so that's the most memorable.
Fabulous. And then would you please tell the world, because I need you to know, I've been streamed so far because it tells me in France, Australia is the new one. That's the new one that came on the list. France, Germany. Oh, yes.
Travel.
Oh, yes. Look at me traveling without hopping on a plane. everywhere around the world, brother. It's actually, like, with all jokes aside, it blows my mind every time. Every time I see a new country or continent, like, land on there. But would you please tell the world, what's your favorite thing about Los? Go ahead.
You know what? Other than your personality, because that's like the cliche thing. Everybody says that, right? Like, everybody says that about me. They're like, oh, your personality. You know, but for me, it's your love of people. Your acceptance of people, we'll go back to the barbecue, right? So the barbecue, we all sat together, and we hadn't seen each other in 20 years, right?
Right, yeah.
My God. We all were like catching up or whatever, but it was like day one all over again.
Yeah.
Like, nobody missed a beat. Everybody started reminiscing. It was just love, and that's how it is, and that's how it's always been. And
it was super comfortable too, being in your home. I must say, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it was super comfortable being there, and just the energy that you and your wife created for all of us, and just seeing everybody, and just it was beautiful, and it felt comfortable. It felt like, without sounding corny, but it felt like a warm blanket. You know what I mean? It was beautiful.
And everybody who crosses through that threshold of my doors always did the same thing, because for us, we're that plane that if you are feeling down or you need to just go somewhere quiet or vent or just need a drink, like, that's the place that anybody that has been to my house kind of gravitates and goes to, because it's just arms wide open and the doors are always open.
Word, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate you. Like, honestly, I'm throwing all the roses right back at you, brother. Like, incredible human being. And don't ever say it's been 20 years again, okay? Don't date me on my on my podcast. It makes me feel old.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Moisturizing as I speak.
I hate that it ends with a zero. You know? And,
Wait, hold on. I'm giving you background sound effects.
Yeah, no.
This stupid show, this stupid low budget show. Oh my God. So are you done with work or no? What are you doing? 60 seconds. I'm sorry?
In 60 seconds, I'll be gone. Just like the movie.
Fabulous. Well, listen, I appreciate you. I'm throwing all the roses. By the way, I do be wearing my queen robe. Thank you very much. My beautiful queen VIP experience robe, okay? That was a gift on behalf of the household, and I honor it, and I love it so much. And it's fitting for a king like me. All right, brother. Well, listen, you know I love you, but I got to let you go because I got another person calling in, and now I'm going to probably have to call them right back. But this will be on the podcast, and I you know I love you, man, and the whole family, and just say hello to everybody for me, and we will be linking up soon, God willing.
Yes, sir.
All right, puppy. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. Oh, you too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Victoria's in the house.
Yes, hello.
Hey, mama, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you today? Happy Wednesday.
A happy Wednesday. Yes, speak on it, queen. It is Wednesday. It's a hump day. Word. Oh, my God. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very, very good. I'm cooking right now.
What are you making? And by the way, I already hit record, but what are you making?
I'm making arroz con habichuela and some baked chicken.
Ay, qué rico. I see.
Sí, sí. I'll cook for you one of these days.
Please. Oh, my God. I'll come over. I'll cook dinner. It'll be amazing. It'll be fun. Oh, ladies and gentlemen across the world, this is Victoria R. from Top Floor Entertainment. But I feel like you do so much more as well. And I feel like that's... I don't want to limit you. But speak on it, queen. Tell the world who you are, what you do. Talk about Top Floor. Give it to us. All of it. I want it all.
All right. So I work with DJ Craig G from the Hot 93.7. He created an app called Top Floor Entertainment. It is a free download available on all platforms. This app allows for DJs to come on and showcase their work. Right now we have over 27 DJs. Mm. DJs are all from the area, from Massachusetts and CT. They have over 1,000 hours of music. No commercials. You can turn on the app at any given time and just black out.
DJ Craig G. No, shout out to DJ Craig G.
Thank you. We also have a list of unsigned artists. These are rappers, singers, all from the area. So it's a place where they can showcase their work and have that potential A&R look into their music. We also promote producers on the app, and we have, this is my favorite part, our small businesses. Mm. Right now we have about 26 small businesses on this app, and these are all within our area. We even have Autumn's Emporium. She's from Detroit. Like, that's amazing. So, you know, we do that on there. And I want to say that tonight we actually go live. We go live at 8 o'clock for our Wednesday vibe. We've been doing this for months, and people love it. It's a chance to kind of rock out with us. And it's right on Twitch. You can do it right from the Top Floor Entertainment app or go right to Twitch. And it's free. It's free to join us. And I'm right there. I'm right there with you guys in the chat. So come on in and, you know, tonight, rock out with us from 8 o'clock to 10. And then starting at 10, we actually jump over to Woo Wednesday.
Wait a minute. Drop the air horn for... Hold on. Drop the air horn.
Celebration tomorrow planned, and it's gonna be insane tomorrow.
Yeah,
we start at 10 o'clock and we're rocking till 2 in the morning.
Yes.
Right on the Twitch app.
I really hope
everyone comes and joins us.
Listen, I need to rewind back to that Woo Wednesday part, because I'm a hardcore Wu-Tang Clan fan. I had the privilege of seeing them in concert last year at Mohegan Sun for the first time, and it was one of those bucket list checkoff concerts, but it was so monumental because they're just part of, like, I'm 38 years old, so I just feel like they're part of, like, my musical DNA. And Staten Island, you know what I mean? I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I got to get...
Yeah.
I hit the speaker button, went away. Here you go. You're on speaker now. So, listen, I'm tuning in tomorrow for the New Year's Eve party, and I'm staying my ass home with a bottle of Prosecco. I need the world to leave me alone. I need the world to just... just give me one night.
One night. And listen, we can get you Zoom access. You'll be able to come in and actually we'll be able to see each other.
Yes.
And can't really do that nowadays, you know? So we can see each other right on Zoom, right where, you know, all the DJs are rocking out. Gonna be a good vibe.
Yes, I'm getting the password emailed to me and all that good stuff tomorrow, so I'm super excited. I'll be there for sure. I just want to speak on a couple things. What's your favorite New Year's Eve memory, or one of your favorite New Year's Eve memories?
One of my favorite New Year's Eve memories would have to be 5 or 6 years ago. my brother proposed to his wife.
Mm.
He proposed to his wife at our get together. Me, like, I'll always remember that day because they've been together for like 25 years.
Amazing.
That's probably my New Year's Eve memory.
Oh, I love that. I love that. What's your biggest blessing today? Oh, wait, let me get you back on speaker. Hold on. Technical difficulties. My sincerest apologies. Hold on. This keeps doing this every time. Bear with me, love. All right, you're back. Sorry about that, world. Oops. It happens. Yeah, so speak on it. What's your blessing today?
My blessing today, I want everyone to just enter 2021 with confidence.
Mm.
Just confidence. Be confident in yourself.
Respect.
Thank you.
Respect to that. I just want to give a little context. I met Victoria because she was so gracious enough to come and support this Black Lives Matter protest that I was having. And I always, my good sis Angie was there. And I'm so glad that all these people come, because I come from one perspective where, like, I'm just a freedom fighter. And yeah, I just want to, like, fight for the rights and educate me and tell me what to do next. And, you know what I'm saying? But I also need those leaders to give me the meat on the backbone, so to speak, the meat on the bone, and say, okay, well, no, I need you to think about this, that, and the other. And you're like one of those voices, and you were one of those, you were or are one of those voices who brought that day, and brought the educational piece, brought what we can do, how to do it. You and Jane, right? That's her name? Jane?
Jasmine.
I'm so sorry. Shit. Well, there's a Jane.
Daryl Moss was there that day.
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. So I mentioned him in a previous episode, and can I tell you something? So I spoke a little bit about that day, that moment, and how he tested me, and I failed the test because I got it in my feelings. I was like, why is he pressuring me like this? Right? And then the news broke up about what happened to him. And I remember thinking, damn it, man. What the hell? So a big shout out to him. You know what I'm talking about locally. I won't say too much, but I mean, I kind of talked about it, but just thank you so much for doing that. And also you spoke to me a little bit about a lot of the work that you do behind the scenes, and you're a freedom fighter. And I know you don't like this, and I know you don't like when people throw you roses, because we've spoken about this privately, but I'm going to do it publicly because more people like you are needed. And sometimes when people do really good things like what you do and what you've done, it must be recognized. And just say thank you and just move on. That's all.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
You know, because you deserve it, mama. You really do. And everybody deserves it. Yeah.
Right. And if there's anybody out there, you know, they're afraid, you know, you're just go. Like that day, we just went. You know, you just go and then you see what happens.
Yeah.
I met you.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh,
great.
Blessings on blessings. And I got to say, you've been someone that's been very supportive. So I my hat's off to you, queen. Like I'm bowing. And
I'm just proud of what you're doing.
Thank
this
you,
is amazing.
Mama. Thank
you. Created
you.
Your own platform.
Trying. We this stupid little show is trying, but we getting there. Hey, I want you to, I want you, and don't use me as an answer. You cannot use me. That's the number one rule. I want you to throw some roses at somebody publicly. Maybe it could be a family member or Miss Jasmine or whoever you want. Whatever you want to say, just throw it out there. Give it to the world.
Oh, to somebody. I want to pick a person, but my spirit wants to say I am feeling for all the people that I'm hurting right now that have lost somebody during these holiday times.
Yeah.
So I just want to, you know, give my heart out to those somebody.
Yeah. Damn it, man. Yeah, I know.
So,
I know. This has been a tough one. Yeah. Have you been impacted by COVID yourself, or have you lost anyone?
I have not. I have not.
And that's a blessing. Amen.
The people that have lost have died from other things, not COVID.
Okay.
But I'm going to hold on to that blessing for now.
Amen. Knock on wood. And I'm not trying to jinx it or anything. We're going to speak We're going to speak just positive energy into the world. Yeah, I'm knocking over here too. And I got a good wood table too. It's on the Instagram, everybody. Check it out. It's that old school table. It's that table I pulled out from under my parents' basement.
That's
that
good wood.
Yes, ma'am, it is. Right from under my parents' basement. I said, y'all don't need that no more. Nobody eats down here. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I'm just calling it like I see it. Listen, last question, final question. You're already doing great things, and I got to tell you, I love you for calling in. But what are you doing already in 2021 that you want to? In 2020 that you'd like to continue to do in 2021?
So I am going to be starting a company. It is going to be. I want to just put it in this bracket. Going to be restaurant rehab, and that's all I'll say.
And you know what? Nothing else needs to be said. Because sometimes the biggest moves you make are the ones in silence. So keep doing your thing, Kim. Super protective of that. Oh. We'll talk about that personally. I want
to
hear about
it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, my God, yes. Well, listen, you have my word. I'll be on tomorrow. I've already told my partner. And I feel bad, too, because I'm like, you know I should go party with you and your family. But I have to be real with you, and I'll be transparent, because I always am at the lounge. Like, my mom's having breast cancer surgery part two again today. Yeah, so she's actually probably under the knife right now. So, like, after all that and just us dealing with that, it's not that I'm not in the spirit. You always want to be in the spirit. You got to hold on to something.
Yeah.
But I'm just not into being around a lot of people and celebrating and all that. My heart's just not there, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to stay home, right, and
I'll pray. For
thank you, that. Mama. Thank you. Yeah, my mom's Brooklyn strong. She's a gangster at heart. She's a strong woman. She really is. And as all women are. Oh, one last frivolous question. If you could be a Destiny's Child, B the Kardashians, C the Spice Girls, who would you be?
Oh, who would I be out of those three?
I want you to take your time on this. Destiny's Matter of fact, Child. Let me hit you with the timpani drum roll sound effect. Here we go. Take your time.
Oh, it's a tough one. If I had to choose, honestly, I'm gonna choose the Kim, the Kardashians, not because of their show, not because of any of that. I don't watch it. I'm gonna choose it because they have the craziest platform right now. And Kim K right now, she is fighting. She is getting people exonerated. Nobody talks about that.
Respect to that. Respect to that word. You're right about that. I have a fun fact. I have a picture of my mom in the house in front of the Dash store in Miami when it used to be open, shopping with her, you know, bien bougie. You know,
yeah.
Hi mom, sorry, pero bien come mierda. And I'm like, well, mom, what did you buy? And she's like, I bought a book. Really, mom? Really? You bought a book you could have got at Borders? Come on, mom. I'm done. She was like, well, that's all I can afford. Everything was like over $200 in there. And I'm like, oh man.
Oh my gosh.
So cute. So cute. All right, my love. I won't hold you up for too much longer, but know this will be on the air. We are live, and I'm so excited.
Thank you. Before
I let you go, remind the world, Top Floor Entertainment, speak on it. How can they find you again?
You can find me on Facebook. Look for Victoria Top Floor. You can go ahead and follow Craig G at the twitch.tv/DJ Craig G Top Floor. And you can follow my sis, Toya_Top Floor, all on Twitch.
Yes. And speaking of DJ Craig G, legends only, honey, in the 413 area. Oh, I know who our legends are out here. Okay.
Yeah.
I am no fool. Don't let all these Madonna and Janet Jackson posts on Instagram fool you. I know what it is out here. So DJ Craig G, if you're ever listening, I'm throwing out my roses to you. All right, mama. Well, happy holidays.
Thank you.
And hey,
happy
I'll see you tomorrow on the Zoom.
I hope so.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a great day.
You as well, my love. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, no, wait. Let me get you on speaker. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello? Hello, is this the dick market?
All day, baby. What size you need and what color? How girthy?
The bigger, the better, baby. The bigger, the better.
That's what they say. That's what I know. I hate you.
Hey, baby, what you doing?
I am here just recording, doing my thing. What you doing?
Nothing. I was running around today.
I kept calling you back, and I kept getting your voicemail, and I'm just an idiot. I just think, in my head, that's funny. Okay. Hi, baby.
Hello.
Still need those dicks? How's the family?
Mine is on his way from the gym.
Okay, she's
it's
got...
nice and salty.
And I love my brother very much, but she's got a hot piece of ass laying next to her in bed. She's got a hot... But she's a hot piece of ass herself. She's a hot piece of ass herself. She's just an asshole.
Thank you.
She's just an asshole.
I am so proud of that.
Listen, how are you, baby? I know you're good, but you're now on the world. What's going on? I love you.
I'm doing good. Day by day as usual.
Okay.
Trying to see what's going to happen next year. I'm not excited for it. I'm just going with the flow.
What are you doing this year that you're going to continue on for the next year?
Just remaining positive. I'm going to stay positive. We're going to make the best of it. 2020 absolutely sucked, but we have been trying to focus on the positive things that we got this year. We got to spend more time together as a family. We got to know each other more.
Can I stop you right there, please? I'm sorry. This is a family that spends every... I feel like you guys... Shut up. I hate y'all. Because this is the 2,500 of you that go on a vacation all the time, that have all these slumbers. This is the family I needed to be born into. Now, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, but what happened? Nah, I get what you're saying, sis. Go ahead. Speak on it.
We're actually talking about vacation. We have to cancel like 3 of them. We're actually supposed to be in Puerto Rico right now.
Right.
We were supposed to spend New Year's there and 3 games for the kids just because we wanted them to experience that before they got bigger.
Yeah.
So that went out the window.
But it's not impossible, sis. Like, it's not impossible at all.
I know. It's just Puerto Rico's home. My uncles and my aunts are there. They're older. And if I see them, I'm going to hug them and I'm going to kiss them. And I don't want to be the one responsible for, them getting sick or something like that.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like your phone voice. It doesn't sound like your regular voice.
I know. I sound manly.
No, you don't sound manly at all. You just sound like a whole different woman. And I don't like it.
Maybe you talk to a different
Maybe you
woman.
Need to talk more petty or say something rude. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking. Listen, I just want to say one of the biggest blessings of this year has been those limbels.
I know. We can't wait for limbels.
Janeira.
It's coming, though.
Janeira. Listen, I cannot wait. And I'm tired of the hustle in your household. The kids are hustling. The dog is hustling. The neighbor's hustling. Everybody's got their own little business going on the side. Mom's hustling. It's like, it's disgusting. It's disgusting, and I love it.
We have to try to find out something for Juju. Not sure what he's going to be cutting grass, something, but he needs to make some freaking money some way. Selling hot dogs. So mommy got the limbers, and Aisha got the cupcakes, and Juju's going to have to be selling the hot dogs in the corner.
And Matt, you are putting this boy to work on this episode. That is awful. What's one of your favorite New Year's Eve memories of all time?
We actually host New Year's Eve parties every year. This year, we're obviously not going to be able to do it. We weren't able to host Christmas Eve either. So I started celebrating New Year's Eve with Johnny, with my husband, because my family actually don't celebrate New Year's Eve because we got used to my grandmother crying and thinking about all the sad things that happened throughout the year.
Oh.
So that was the day that you just went to bed just because you didn't want to deal with that.
Oh.
Yeah. So as I got with Junie, then his family used to have these big parties, and then we just continued on with the parties.
Oh. Wow.
Right. Nothing.
Wait.
We're doing absolutely nothing. We're actually, I'm not cooking. So tomorrow I'm just going to be ordering Chinese or something like that.
Let me give you the sound effect that went with your story. Hold on. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
That's perfect.
Oh my god, yo. Janira, do you know that we are at 4,000 streams right now, and one day you and I are going to be talking about when I'm at 100,000 streams, and it's going to be incredible. For just to give some context,
I'm proud of you, queen.
Are you kidding me? Like, let me throw all the roses to you, baby. Like, you have been consistent and so dope and so beautiful. And one of those, like, people, like, if you don't want to hear it, don't ask Janira. Because Janira...
Damn, and... people's going to hate me.
No. People are going to realize, like, you're going to give them the truth. You know what I mean? And sometimes people don't want the truth. You see, you don't go crying to Janira with no punk shit. She ain't about that. You better have a plan right afterwards.
Exactly. We're going to cry, we're going to get this shit together, and we're going to get through it right away.
I'll be like, Janira, the family's house blew up. I'm sad. I'm lonely. Well, bitch, go on Instagram and build a new family. No!
I am not that mean.
I'm joking. You're not. You're really not. That was actually a bad example. Hey, one last question in this line of New Year's Eve and holidays questions. On this New Year's Eve, and it cannot be me, on this New Year's Eve, it's not New Year's Eve yet, but on this holiday season, who would you like to throw your roses to publicly?
Everyone that made it. Everyone that made 2020 work for them. For the ones that decided to just rock it. Like, you know what? I'm just going to make the best of it and continue to live my life.
Yeah.
That's who deserves the roses this year, because I know, you know, we heard this a million times. We were in the same storm, different boats.
Mm.
And I know some people that absolutely made this shit work. Like, there's people that had nothing and they were like, took this opportunity to start their own business.
Yeah.
And they're now flourishing and doing amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people started saving money because they realized, oh, shit, I just randomly lost my job. Like, it's just so many stories that you hear. And I'm just so proud of the people that just made it work. People were thriving in this situation. People were stronger than they thought they were. It's just, that's all I got to say. Like, people was absolutely amazing.
Right. And you come from the social service standpoint too, other than the human side, but you see, like, you've seen and heard a lot of people's stories, and I can only imagine what you've been hit with, like, this year, you know?
Right, exactly. Especially from work. I mean, we have clients that, you know, were making thousands and thousands of dollars a month that found themselves applying for food stamps because they lost everything.
Right.
So if this situation didn't humble you, I don't know what else will. So.
Yo, for real, queen. That is the truth. Yeah. That is so the truth. Oh, I love it. I love it. And I love your contribution to this episode. And it will be up soon. And the whole world's going to hear your beautiful voice and your beautiful Puerto Rican accent. You sound like your name is, I don't know, Magdalena.
Margarita.
Ooh, a margarita sounds good right now. And I just need the world to know that if you ever go to a Janira function, stay away from her crew's rum punch. Or special punch or whatever it is. And I learned that day one. Now, I haven't had it since, but I need it in my life. But the limbels with the alcohol. How is everybody doing? Everybody's good. Gucci, you don't have to speak on it too much, but the whole
crew. She's in Puerto Rico right now in Hayden. She is in PR, living her best life. If you go to Facebook, you can see the beautiful picture that she's posting. And we're over here in the fucking cold.
Oh, Hot 93.7, tell them why you're mad. Oh, shit. Oh.
Everybody else is doing great. All my friends are doing awesome. Again, making the best of it. So.
How's mom doing and the family?
Mom's doing good. She just came back from PR last week.
And Sammy's mom?
She's doing awesome. Everybody's doing great. Thank God everybody's doing really good.
Tell them all I love them very, very, very much. You know this, and you know how I feel about your entire team in the household. It's just you I don't like, really.
That's okay. You don't have to like me, but you love me. That's good enough.
That's
for me.
Right. It's a Taurus. Mm-hmm. It's a Taurus family vibration. Exactly. I love it. Thank you so much for calling into the podcast. Thank you for your support. And hey, you and I have a few, before I end this, hold on. You and I have a couple of, well, we have a lot of friends in common. First of all, Jolie, who we love, but or family members as well, because Jolie's family, right? But Coley, we love our Nicole Queen. I know you're listening, Queen. And
I was just talking to her a few minutes ago.
Oh, yes. Fabulous. See what I'm talking about? And Anthony and the baby. Yep. Oh, yes. Love him. Love him so much.
Yes, he's doing so awesome, too. He's right? Another one that was thriving this right? year.
Right?
He made 2020 rock.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, Anthony, I love you. And I always tell you this privately, but I'm so proud of you. And your daughter is beautiful. And the house looks beautiful. And he's just always been one of those people. And I always tell him this privately every now and then, like, you're one of those people in the LGBTQ community, like here locally, that I just love and have always respected. Mm-hmm. For real. Like, it's so admirable. I love his energy. And we love our Nicole. But more importantly, I love you.
Did you wake up with the back today?
With the back?
With the back.
With the back, what, back issues?
Yeah. Because, nah. You know, we're getting older, so yeah, it's like one day this hurts, the next day that hurts.
Yeah, I see it in my parents right now. They're still young, but still, I feel it.
Big shout out to the whole team, Hill. Yeah. Dad, I love you. Mom, I love you. Gabby, Leanne, what's up, baby? I'm missing someone else. Samantha? Leah. What did I?
Samantha. That's Vicky's sister.
And that's Danielle's sister. I'm sorry, I have Samantha in my brain for some reason. Mm-hmm. Okay. So hi to Vicky's sister too.
Facts.
Speaking of that, is she subscribed to Losa's Lounge podcast?
I don't think so. No, she's not much of a podcaster.
Maybe she will
more
be.
Of a turn upper.
Maybe she needs me though. But yeah? See, so then she needs me. Just this one podcast she can commit to, and then she can go from there.
I'll show her.
Thank you.
No, I'm gonna send it. I'm gonna share that.
Please do. I feel like I don't get enough support from you.
Okay. Oh, we're gonna break that down. Yeah. That's how you feel.
You know, let's all put it out there. I'm totally talking out my ass.
I'm about to say, damn, bro. Like, I'm just sharing episodes.
He's like, damn, I thought this was the joyous episode.
Like, what I do, bro? Nah. Well, not if you felt that, I'd respect it.
And, you know, no.
You have to readjust.
I would have told that. We would have talked about it at some point.
I hope so. You know, I hope that's not something we let rock.
No. Shout out to your eyebrows.
Yo. Exclusive.
You've been consistent all these years. He's like, my face is changing, but these brows is always been the same, Harry.
I'm not much, but I am consistent.
And you are brows.
You know what I'm saying?
Fleek. Nobody says that anymore.
You know, respect to the person that created that, because I don't know if you got any money off of that, but I remember seeing your post about it. You made a little thing. And, you know, I want to shout you out, because I need more black women to win this in 2021. And it looks like it's, you know...
I'm all for everything black.
We got Kamala Harris that just became the first, you know what I'm saying, female VP.
How beautiful is this?
Like, that's insane. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of my feelings towards Kamala, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy that we got here a half Jamaican, half Indian woman.
But that's it. And that's what Kamala represents, is the door.
Like, whoa.
Just even the door, but the door, because the door is open, right?
Yeah.
So she is now the trail. She's actually outside the door. So it's the trail you see on the other side, and just knowing that more people will extend that trail.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully beautifully done.
What a journey.
And so when we talk about 2020, and as we close this episode, first of all, thank you to everybody who called in. I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for your support. It means the world. I couldn't think of anybody else more to thank other than Ramon as well.
Raise and keep it sharp.
Thank you to my audience. With all respect to all of you. And I know it gets a little trailer truck mouth.
Sailor's got a mouth too.
Okay, a human's a human, right? But you get it, and you get that there's witty banter behind it and comedic gestures, and hopefully you can hear my influences because they range from everywhere. But I want to throw my hats off to you for just being an amazing brother.
Oh, me?
Yeah,
oh,
you. Okay. You. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn to the audience.
No, right. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah, I noticed you were looking down, but I see what you're doing.
You know, rolling that. What's up?
Oh, okay. And just saying, what an incredible year we've had. Cheers to you. Oh. I think back at this year is my favorite year. One of my favorite years, if not the, because there's nothing like the present, right, bro?
Which is so weird.
I know, because we have, I can name a year or two or many and memories that just would shit on, because in the, and with respect, I don't say with shit on it with disrespect. I mean, with just like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, there's 100%. Just some memories you don't top. But I just the present, A, being aware as individually, but just the present and appreciating us, bro, and like our journey and our conversations, especially this year, and just like, just our journeys. We've had our ups and downs, and we are so like in tune in a way I don't think we were ever before. And I feel like you were there. I don't feel like I just brought that. I don't feel like I brought that. And it's just like, man, there's an awareness and an in-tuneness and a frequency that wasn't there before, that it's like, it's okay though, because I feel like it's not that the past was bad. It's just that it's nice to see like what the before and the after and the to be continued, and just you're part of my DNA. Not biologically, but biologically.
Both from another.
Right. And your family and your mom and your dad and your sister, you know, I stan y'all, and your wife and the house. I can't wait. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I just love you so much. So really one of my favorite, and we talked about, or I talked about this on one of the previous episodes. One of my favorite things. Did you hear it? Is, you heard the segment, right? We talked about this, right? It's you. I kind of threw roses. Yeah.
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 I hit you up.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that. Yeah. And it's just incredible, because it's just, it's like when I'm with mom and dad, like I'm in tune to this. It's just nice to be aware and in tune, because you appreciate that bond more. And I love you so much.
I love you too, man. I thank you for saying that. But first and foremost, you know, I think what that is, if I can speak to it.
Please do.
It's just a testament to our growth. I mean, even going back to what you're saying about neither one of us have been on this frequency that we're feeling right now, even though that we've been close. And that's just, you know, to tell everyone out there, like, you can have someone you call your day one, your best friend from first grade, but, you know, you may connect with someone you just met at your new job. You know what I'm saying? Much
deeper.
Much deeper. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that happens all the time. You know? You may talk to these people every day and hang out every day, but then you got your day ones, that, you know, quote unquote, that you may not even really speak to. You know what I'm saying? You may not really connect with. And I think your statement is pretty much a testament to our growth. Mm. I think we're kind of just on a different vibration.
Mm.
And we're giving off a certain vibe that I think allow both of us, after kind of growing up a bit,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We just had to go through a little growing up, and we did. And what happened was, our lives got better. We, you know, I told you before, I love that you fight for yourself, and that you're on a level right now, an echelon that you've committed to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you've truly committed to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this in a previous podcast, but
yeah.
If we're going to end the year on any note, it's the note, you know, because this is the LLP. We're going to end it on a note on your growth and how you fight for yourself and you live for yourself, you know what I'm saying, in 2020.
I accept it. Cheers. I accept that. Thank you, bro. I accept that. Ditto.
It's a beautiful thing to witness.
Ditto. Even today's, you getting that key and sending me that picture, I was like, fuck, man, he did it. What Listen. I felt like a father. I didn't even feel like a brother. I felt like a father would feel, you know? Because just to give context, Harry and I have been bonded since end of 2008. I moved back, so really beginning 2009, but,
yep,
you know, yeah, at the gap, you know? And here we are, 11 years, going to be 12 years now. 13 is my favorite number, number, so I look forward to 13.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people hate that number, and there's so much bad luck and negative connotation, but I was born on May 13th, so I'm sorry. Y'all not going to do that to me, okay? And not only that, but my mother was born on May 12th. 1 + 2 = 3. 1 and a 3. Speak so on. Y'all not going to do that
Speak
to us.
On it.
Okay? You're not going to do that to us. And you can take the 2 and the 3 from the 12th and the 13th, and that equals 5, the month that we were born in. Y'all not taking this from
me. The planets are aligned, my brother.
My brother, speak on it. I want to thank everybody. Happy New Year's. Happy holiday season. I believe in Christ. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Why isn't Three Kings bigger in America?
Child, that's a whole new episode.
Whole new episode.
Can I tell you? Puerto Rico! Que están celebrando el Día de los Reyes. And my last name is Reyes. And a rey is a king. And, well...
Reina. Yeah, it's queen. Right.
King, queen, it depends really on the moon. You know, usually when Ramon's, you know, kind of fucking me, I wear my queen hat.
See, this is where I tap out.
All right.
This is where
this
I
is
leave.
Where we're just... Happy holidays, everybody. Stay safe. God bless you all. And please don't forget to share about Losa's Lounge podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this, my longest episode. It's like a fucking movie. I might be dividing it into 2 episodes, but I might not. So we'll see. Who knows? Stay tuned.
Exciting.
I'm thrilled. I'm fucking moist right now. Are you kidding me? What?
Bye.